Okay, back we are on the GM Report to the listeners, and I have my my final guest for this month. I have Suzanne Ketchmar on the phone. Suzanne, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Thank you.
Good. Well, and it's always good to have you on the show, but I wanted to make sure we got you included this month because, unfortunately, by the time the Bridgeport Art Trail rolls around in early-ish November, it's going to be too late for my show. So I wanted to, since I had Eleanor on with the New Haven Citywide Open Studios, which is going on this month, I thought, well, we'll provide some equal time for Bridgeport, right? So congratulations. Suzanne is one of the main organizers of the Bridgeport Art Trail, and this is the 11th year, I think.
Yes, it is. It's the 11th year. We're really excited about it. I'll tell you, I was thinking about it on my way here, you know, while I was thinking about what to say. I said, man, people should just book a room at the Holiday Inn and clear their calendar because this year it really rocks from Thursday to Sunday.
It does.
So much going on.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little different than, you know, having three weekends. You know, this is everything is just packed into one massive weekend explosion of arts and culture and music. Mm-hmm. So maybe we'll start off with a couple of things that are going on. I know there's, I don't know where you want to start. There's a kickoff party on Thursday, November 7th. That's at Art Space. And that's always fun. And but, you know, we'll start maybe with the Nest Arts Factory, something on Friday.
Yeah,
right?
Well, you know, first of all, Friday night at the Nest this week, they have a fundraiser. I know you have one, too. Maybe I shouldn't mention
You can mention that, of course.
Because, you know, they're going to be moving to a new spot. This is the last time this art trail that you're going to be able to see.
They're coming to our neighborhood.
They are. They're coming to the South End, and they're working really hard. I know Rick Reyes is going to be performing. They're going to do some fundraisers for some moving costs and for some, you know, setting up the new space. But, so the Nest is always a great place to start. One of the highlights that they have is the Sunday brunch that they do every year. And, you know, they'll have their spaces activated. They have I'll tell you, one of the good things about that, if you're an art collector or you want to, you know, kind of snatch a good piece of art for inexpensive, a good value. Mm-hmm. They have a 10x10 show. So that means you can get a piece of art, you know, for artists who sell their work for a heck of a lot more, for $100. It's a great way to promote and to enjoy art and also to benefit the artists and on their move. And then they're also going to have a sale of some postcard size art that benefits the Bridgeport Art Trail in general.
Nice.
So, and Rick Reyes on Saturday is going to be doing his Paranda style music where he's going to be going studio to studio with a little band of musicians. And that's a great thing. And they have a really delicious brunch on Sunday morning, and then they also have some music, some acoustic guitar music in their community room. So it's a nice time to meet with the artists or come with your friends.
Sure.
And, you know,
well, you mentioned music. Music is, you know, always a big thing in Bridgeport. I mean, we've got so much great music, so many great bands.
I know.
And so the Bijou Theater is being activated, as is 305 Knowlton Street.
Yes.
With this music party at the Boathouse. So maybe we'll start with Bijou and then about the Boathouse.
You know, so this year, every year we try to add something new and different and fun. And, of course, the visual art is awesome. But we also have, like you say, so many performers and musicians in Bridgeport. So this year, and you know what? So cool. Some really talented musicians and some well-known ones actually have used Bridgeport environs to make their music videos. So we're going to be showcasing music videos at the Bijou Theater, I think starting at 8 o'clock on Friday night. And there's a brand new video that just came out by Chris Cavalier. It's called Downtown Breakdown. And his wife, Marcella, has these puppets, handmade puppets called psych puppets that are like, they steal the show. So it's going to be a really quirky, fun, artful video with great music and lyrics by Chris Cavalier. Fuzz San Giovanni is going to pull out a Caravan of Thieves video for us, which was filmed or videotaped in the Mountain Grove Cemetery in Bridgeport where P.T. Barnum and Tom Thumb are buried. And then we have this superb 15-minute long music video from the Greater Bridgeport Symphony under the direction of Eric Jacobson as a conductor and artistic leader, a director. He's conducting the symphony in the shuttered Palace Theater on Main Street North that they want to revitalize.
That's crazy. Really?
Yeah. And his brother is an outstanding violinist. So the visuals and the sound is exquisite. You have to see it. And then the Pigeon English is another show, is another video. It's they spliced in all these silent films, and that kind of echoes the Bijou Theater itself as one of the first movie theaters in the country.
Right.
So it's going to be a great night for that. And then on the other end, we have Shauna Melton's going to do a spoken word open mic. Ayaba Ivo Mandingo is going to be performing, and
nice.
She's going to have a wonderful lineup too.
So just a reminder, we're talking about the time period of November 7th to November 10th. I don't want people to think that, you know, we're talking about this weekend. This is the Bridgeport Art Trail that's running November 7th and November 10th. That's a Thursday through Sunday. So on Saturday night, the 9th, just worth noting because we talked about it last night, you've got this new event at the Boathouse at 305 Knowlton Street, which is a great building.
Yeah. Well, I just want to say there's new energy coming to 305 Knowlton Street, and it's really exciting to work with Sharon Nicholson on this project. He has generously allowed us to use the Boathouse to exhibit art and then have a performance space. It's quite a large space. So I'm very grateful to Sharon, but unfortunately the amount of time that we have to really put up a huge exhibit in there this year, we're kind of hustling.
Yeah.
So I thought, let's activate the space. So to activate the space, we pulled out some of our favorite bands that we know would draw a crowd and have a party. And we're going to turn it into a mini fundraiser. It's not going to be really expensive. But, you know, City Lights does a lot of free programs in the Bridgeport schools, arts integration and arts enrichment programs. And we're grateful to groups like Band Central who give us contributions. But, you know, our partners expect us to be as industrious as possible to raise funds. So we thought we'd give a lot of free things back. We're asking people. It's going to be a $5 or $10 admission fee for this as a fundraiser. But
some great bands like Mikata, Orchestra Finke.
Mikata's going to come.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Mikata's going to come, and they're going to do a folkloric percussion dance performance. Then I'm pretty sure I have Latin Americana with Rick Ray and Dan Tressler. We're still working on it. So, I'm pushing.
So we're still working on that, and we still have some time.
And then the last one is Orchestra Afin K, 10-piece band, 3 horns, and we'll have a salsa instructor in the room. So if anybody wants to learn how to salsa.
Right.
So that'll be a great party.
Well, we're running a little bit out of time, but I just want to hit a couple things that in terms of what is going to be making comebacks, of course, the WPK and Vintage Vinyl Sale will we're going to be at the American Fabrics building, which, by the way, has some of the most fantastic artists in all of Bridgeport. Just fantastic quality. I love the building, and you can just lose yourself at the American Fabrics building.
Yeah.
Also, the Monger's Market is where are they going to be? They're going to be just opening.
No, they're going to be in their place open. I mean, there's no way they can move their stuff.
Yeah, it's no way. Yeah.
So,
and that's fabulous that they're going to be kind of part of this. City Lights Vintage, you know, you guys are going to be open. Some of the great places for food, Harborview Market, Source Coffee House, Avucella, one of our favorite restaurants. And we also, a quick shout out to the Bridgeport Art Trail, the urban bike tours that is, we always love seeing those guys riding around the town. And the best place, you know, is really to go to the website. You guys are probably putting that together, you know, adding things day by day. So,
we are.
You can go to Bridgeport. Is it still bridgeport-art-trail.org?
.org. Yep.
Okay.
And the books will be printed. We're in the process of finalizing stuff. We, you know, we had so many great things coming in a little bit late this year, but, you know, we want that creative process to happen so we get the best stuff that we could D.C. And this year, you know, another thing we're doing, we're honoring our teachers, our artists who are teachers and our teachers who are artists. So City Life is going to do an exhibit called Teach Artists Teach. Mm. And that's going to be a really beautiful exhibit, too. We're even going to have some Polaroids by Chuck Close that we took when he was a nice. Mentor at Roosevelt cool. School of Students.
Yeah.
But, and if anybody wants, this Sunday, City Lights has an artist talk. It's a free event from 2 to 4 for our show that's up right now called Neo Latinissimo. And then on 11...
How long is that open for, that show?
It's open until November 2nd. And on November 2nd, we're going to do El Dia de los Muertos party, a Day of the Dead party. So we're going to have a face painter to, you know, if you want to paint your face like one of the macabre skulls. And after we have a reception at the gallery, we're going to walk over to the Bijou Theater. We have two mariachi bands that are going to play over there.
Always something going on here in Bridgeport, right?
Yeah,
and now you
great.
Talked about color and painting faces. What is this pop of color? What is that all about?
I'm so glad you brought it up.
I don't think it's face painting. It's something else.
No. It's a pop of color is activated storefronts in Bridgeport on Fairfield Avenue and Main Street. Now, that's going to be a fun thing to do. Like if you come on Friday or Saturday, or I say Friday or maybe Thursday night, and you could walk around and see those storefronts before you come over to the Bijou. In fact, on Friday night, before the music videos at City Live, I mean at the Bijou, Fuzz San Giovanni is going to be playing at Star Istanbul, where they're going to have these Saber City projects that they've been doing,
mm-hmm.
where they have a conversation about art, and then they'll have music, and then people are going to walk over to the Bijou. But also on Saturday night, those storefronts will be activated from 6 to 8 with music, and the artists will be there for reception.
Yeah, lots of things.
We staggered the music, you know, we staggered Orchestra Afin K to start late and stuff so that people could go to a few different things. So,
well, we're going to probably have to wrap it up because I've got to get to the next show. So, Suzanne Kaczmar, thank you so much from the Bridgeport Art Trail and City Lights Gallery.
Thank you.
We've got lots of great things coming up.